It's 4:07. We're joined now by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. After a terrific weekend in Hillsborough, we talked about this, events at Airmount, Moorfields, a whole bunch of other things going on, too. So, Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Indeed. It's happening and happening in Hillsborough. It's been happening and will keep happening. Great weekend we had.
And a growing town as well. I know there's a Green Homes tour coming up or ongoing.
It is ongoing, and of course it is a triangle-wide Green Homes tour, but we have at least five homes in the very new Forest Ridge development here in Hillsborough, and ultimately that's going to be 233 homes. This is near the Sportsplex, so for folks who drive on 70A, they probably pass it every day and see the construction that's happening. The interesting thing about this entire division, this entire development, meets a green home standard that is, I guess it's the only one in the town. That's it's a pretty amazing standard that they're meeting. There's a National Green Building Standard, and this can apply to individual homes, and that's part of what the Green Homes Tour is about. But this is probably the only development in North Carolina where the entire development meets that standard.
And TriangleGreenHomeTour.com is the website if you want to know more about the tour. It is ongoing. It started this past weekend, and it continues this coming weekend. So you have two weekends, last weekend and this coming weekend to see it. But could be one of the, and I'm looking at information here, could be one of the largest neighborhoods that are all designed to be green homes, not just in the state, but the country, right?
It is getting some national recognition, absolutely, for again, as an entire development, that the way that the streets are laid out, that the way that they've worked the land, it's, of course, connected to the trails, and trails that will go to the Eno River and to Riverwalk and to the Speedway trail system. So it looks like a very interesting community, and, of course, one of several in Hillsborough. There's Waterstone going up, and there's some others that are near the historic district, as well as various infill developments. So continue to be happening Hillsborough in the building trades.
What does it mean to be? What does it mean to lay out the roads in a green way?
Well, that is a good question. I went to visit the homes today, and I was talking to one of the folks at the Green Home Standards, and they were essentially just saying the way that they're dealing with stormwater, the way that they have laid out the homes. I'm looking forward to learning more about that myself. So that's something I'm going to be educated
in. So it's not necessarily like you're laying out the roads in a way that's like, oh, we've got curves instead of 90-degree angles, and that cuts down on the amount of time you have to spend stop. It's the way the stormwater is developed. It's the way the whole neighborhood is designed.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Yeah. So that's a big piece of it. It's not just about energy. It really is. It is about how materials are used, cost effectiveness, and lifestyle. Not just entirely about energy, although certainly energy is a big piece of it.
Yeah, energy and the way the buildings are built. And you mentioned the walking trails, too, so that gets people out and about and walking to and from different places without having to use their cars.
Indeed.
Yeah. And then, of course, we've been talking about this on the air a bunch of times, just the extent to which Hillsborough expects to grow in the coming years, in the coming decade or so. It's sort of a continuing trend from previous decades, but a couple of big developments either going in or potentially going in, or there's talk about developments going in, one of which is Collins Ridge, and there was a meeting last week, right?
There was a meeting last week. I was not able to attend that particular meeting, but I heard generally good things about it. We encourage developers to meet with the public and certainly come and talk to public officials on an informal basis before a formal plan is made, and that gives us an opportunity to talk about, you know, where we see something's going, what our concerns are, before we get into a full application where, at that point, all of our business needs to be conducted in a quasi-judicial way, and so and properly so. But what it means is that we're not in a position to really express a lot of concerns. And the public doesn't really have a lot of opportunities to talk with developers once we start that thing, except in the form of a formal hearing. And so the more that we can get done informally and try to get things going in the right direction. And that's what this meeting was. We encouraged developers to set up a meeting that the public was invited to, and it apparently was standing room only at the town barn when they had this meeting.
So where would Collins Ridge be, just to give people a sense in town?
Well, very much center of town. If you think of Hillsboro as going from Highway 70 on the north down 86 all the way to almost Interstate 40 on the south, this is what's called the Collins property, and it is close to 80 acres that's behind Daniel Boone Village. It's just south of the river and the railroad tracks. It is, I guess, Orange Grove Road would go into it and probably transverse it. So it is a big undeveloped triangle of land between 85, between old 86, and between essentially the railroad tracks. Looking to anywhere from 400 or 500 homes to maybe 600, 700, 800, maybe even a little bit more. So that is yet to be determined. And of course, that's what the developers are wanting to hear from the public about what's important. Some, to a certain degree, we'd like to see some density in that area. That would be right beside the 20 acres where the town has planned a Amtrak station, and so it makes some sense to have multimodal transport there, and density is a good thing. On the other hand, we don't want to overdo it, and we have to pay attention to the existing traffic patterns and the roads going in and out of there. So those are things to be worked out in the future.
So speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and I think if I recall, Chatham County does kind of a similar thing, those informal meetings that take place with developers kind of before the formal process even gets under way. And I know people that I've talked to in other municipalities have said kind of the same thing that you're saying, that it really sort of smooths the official process when that gets started, to know, first of all, what is going to be in the proposal and what the immediate feedback on the developer's side, what the immediate feedback from the town and from residents is likely to be. So a lot of those conversations have already happened.
Sure. And and we have had developers who've come to us for proposals on this informal basis. And, you know, the town board just looked at it and shakes their head and says, you know, the chances of this passing are so slim. Don't waste your time trying to make an application.
You could have a gong in the back of the town barn, just in case.
We've had other. We say, you know, yeah, well, you know, you're gonna have to pay attention to sidewalks or roads or some concern we have, but this looks really, really interesting to us. And sometimes we've had kind of a mixed review, and then the developer at least knows what they're walking into. I'll give you one example, though. There's another development happening of townhomes called Elfin Pond. And that developer has already did a Braddock Park that most of the folks I know who live in this townhome development really enjoy living in that neighborhood. It's a local builder and came to the town with a proposal to do a similar neighborhood north of town. Our strategic plan says, hey, we want to limit development in the north and keep it more in the south where we have closer access to the interstates. And that's basically the feedback that we gave the developer. He came around a year later with a tract of land that he had south of town for a very similar development, and that got approved fairly smoothly. So that's an example of that informal process really helping everybody do developments more planfully and more quickly and more cost-effectively with more community input.
And in a way that gets the developer and the community and town officials and sort of everyone on board with the sort of comprehensive plan for the town for the future, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And how do you deal with the sort of inevitable trade-offs that come with developments in that sense? You know, you've got this commitment to green housing at Forest Ridge. There's a little bit of a trade-off there with potential trade-off, at least, with like immediate upfront affordability. If you have energy-efficient materials, that might up the price a little bit of housing, and that's a concern. And, you know, so many other different things that need to be dealt with and balanced, and questions and concerns and desires and interests that need to be managed. Does the informal process help with all of that?
Well, I believe so, because we can really put a lot of those issues out front and before developers, one sinks a lot of money into it and kind of knows what to expect. And in fact, the Collins Ridge developers, you know, very quickly got the message, we want to see a variety of stock. And they picked up on that very quickly, and they're talking about, as they're putting their package together, we'll see a variety. Forest Ridge is very similar, that there's some higher-end homes there. There's some starter homes or beginning homes that are probably in the 200s or 300s, which is still a lot of money, but for a single-family dwelling, that's kind of on the median in Orange County. There'll be some townhomes and other places like Waterstone. You know, we've had a variety between sort of single-family homes and apartments and townhomes. So what we're looking for in Hillsborough is a variety of housing stock, and certainly we're looking at different approaches to affordability, too, for folks who are considerably less than median income. So, but there are a lot of trade-offs, and the more that we can get that worked out in advance, or at least people know what to expect, it seems to serve us well.
Well, I know the Triangle Green Home Tour continues this coming weekend on Saturday and Sunday, I believe the 9th and 10th. So check that out again. TriangleGreenHomeTour.com is the website for all those homes in Forest Ridge. Before we let you go, Mayor Stevens, anything else coming up in Hillsborough that you want to talk about now?
Well, if you're out doing the Green Home Tour, there's also the Sculpture in the Garden Tour that the folks at the Eno Gallery are doing. It was this Saturday and Sunday, but it'll also be next Saturday. And that is just one of the most incredible arrays of outdoor sculpture that you'll see in Hillsborough. Leland Little Auctions and Whoop, WHUP, is having an event on the 14th with several writers. It's really going to be a good opportunity.
This is going to be really cool, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably talk about that some next week, and looking forward to the garden tour in a couple weeks, too, and maybe that's something we'll put on our agenda to talk about next week.
All right, sounds good. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.